In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Christos Anesti. Unfortunately, as we go on in the 50 days, when we say Christos Anesti, it becomes a little bit more awkward.
Like, okay, we said this on Easter 3 weeks ago. And sometimes when somebody says Christos Anesti, like 3-4 weeks into it, you look at him like, hey man, you know, just step back. I think we sometimes feel like we can't feel the feeling of Christos Anesti. Unfortunately, for many of us, resurrection is something that we just celebrated, but it's not something that we live. The church intends us in the Orthodox life. We don't celebrate things. We live things, or should I say, Christ lives His life through us. That's the Orthodox life. That it is no longer us who lives, but it is Him who lives in us. Today's gospel is the same gospel that we read in Lent, but with an addition. So we read the Samaritan woman gospel in Lent, but this time, there's a new section. It's an added part, which is the part of the resurrection. The part of the new life of the Samaritan woman. It's something amazing to see the transformation that happened in this woman. I just want to read a small passage from the end of the gospel. It says, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, 'Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.'" This woman received a whole new life. She received a whole new life. There's no way that this woman thought that one day she was going to be the missionary to the Samaritans, the people that she was hiding from. She was so ashamed to walk in the middle of this city. Everybody knew this is the woman. That's the woman with 5 husbands. The one she's living with, it's not her husband. Everybody knows. What could happen? How could something like this happen to a woman who would come at the hottest time of the day to draw water from a well, and in the same day, she could go to the place of her shame, the place where she was living in fear, and she could be the missionary of these people. You see now, power, life in her, because she was living no longer for herself, but for him who loved her. Today's readings are ones that describe the fruit of a life in Him. The life that is fruitful because of living in Him. This is a woman that could never think she would become the person that she is. The Vespers Gospel says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" So here he's talking about, in resurrection, this is the life with direction, the life with purpose, the life with meaning. You're no longer going to be in darkness, but you're going to have His light. The biggest complaint you find among God's people, "Abuna, I don't know what God wants from me. What is God's will? What should I do next? Tell me, Abuna, what the next step is." I can't tell you. I can't tell you, and the reason why maybe many people don't know the will of God is because we haven't done with what St. Paul did. St. Paul could discover the will of God in his life. How? When Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus, he was going to persecute the people that started to talk about Christ as Lord. They started to refer to him as Lord. Then Christ appears to him on the way, says, Saul, why are you persecuting me? The first word that St. Paul responded back to him was, Lord. Because he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? The first word that he offered to Christ was Lord. 5 seconds ago, he was going to kill people that were calling Christ Lord. And now, he's confessing, Lord, what do you want me to do? God revealed his purpose for his life because he called him Lord. He called him Lord, he gave him the authority of his life. Have you claimed the Lord as king over your life yet? Have you given him full authority over your life and your decisions? The things that you're holding back, the things that you know God is pushing you to do, the direction that God is leading you in, do you find yourself submitting? Maybe you have certain fears. You feel like God is leading you in a direction, and you're saying no. You're saying, no, it's too hard. I can't do it. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me? Maybe God is telling you something about the relationships in your life. And He's asking you for a certain level of control. He wants everything. He wants to control your whole life. And you're saying, Lord, let me pick and choose what I give you and what I keep for myself to govern. Unfortunately, that would be a life that has no fruit. That is why God's people cannot discover His will, because we have not honestly and sincerely claimed Him as Lord. You're holding on to too much. There's too much in your hands. You haven't let go and given God what He wants. We need to submit to the life of resurrection. I can't imagine that the Samaritan woman would have chosen to go preach to the Samaritans. Okay, Lord, you transformed my life. You gave me living water. Send me anywhere else, not the Samaritans. These people know me too well. These people know me too well. She didn't say that. She submitted and she conformed and she died. It was no longer her anymore. It was no longer her. Which is why in the epistle to the Colossians, which was today's Pauline epistle, St. Paul tells us, if then you were raised with Christ, if then you were raised with Christ, if then you are saying, Alithos anisti nechristos anisti, seek those things which are above. Key word, where Christ is. Where Christ is. Sitting at the right hand of God, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. For you died. Did you die? On Good Friday, each and every one of us was supposed to die with Him. It was supposed to be, it is no longer I who lives. But you never called Him Lord. You never told Him, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm all yours. I'm all yours. And God revealed to St. Paul the message that he wanted, the purpose that he wanted to fulfill through his life. The reason why St. Paul could do it, the reason why the Samaritan woman could do it, she died. She died with him, she resurrected with him. It's no longer her that lives. Have you matched up your life with the life of resurrection? You see, there's some things in our life that just don't go. It just doesn't go with resurrection. The TV that we watch, that's not resurrection. Some of the radio that we listen to, it's not resurrection. The conversations and the joking, that's not resurrection. Our lives don't match. Which is why, a few weeks after, when we say Christos Anisti, it's awkward to say Alithos Anisti. It's no longer the same way that we said it 4 weeks ago. Christ, who is the fruit of your life, should be living through you. New man. Which is why the Samaritan woman could leave her water pot behind. After she met Christ, He gave her living water. There was something that she had to do right then and there. Leave that water pot. Because there would be no reason to come back to this well of the old life if I still have my water pot. I still have my old life. I still have my own ways. Have you changed your ways yet? Have you changed yet? Have people seen, not you, because we just said, you are hidden in Christ. Our life.
It says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ.
You're hiding behind Christ. That I no longer see you, I see Christ living. There's Christ all over again in each and every one of you. Christ living that same life that He lived on earth through you.
Can't do it unless you die. Leave the water pot behind. Then St. Paul goes on and says, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
We have not put our members to death, which is why we can't say we've then been resurrected with Christ. Are you seeking those things which are above? Are your eyes seeking heavenly things? We don't know what heavenly things are, because we're so grounded on earth. St. John Chrysostom describes this life as truly your spirit and your life is in the clouds and in heaven. The flesh has died, your spirit is resurrected next to the throne of God with Christ. Everything you think, everything you do, everything you eat, drink, sleep, should all be Christ. But we can't do it because we haven't adjusted our lives. We haven't matched ourselves up with the resurrection life. I remember one time I went to Egypt, and I was riding in a taxi, and I went with a friend. As soon as I got in the taxi, typical American, reaches for the seatbelt. My friend said, if we let this person know that if you wear a seatbelt, this taxi driver is going to rob us clean. You can't act like an American in Egypt. You can't wear a seatbelt. So I'm pulling the seatbelt. My friend from behind is pulling the seatbelt behind. He's not letting me. I'm like, and I look back at him. I'm about to scream at him. He's like, there's no seatbelts in Egypt. Nobody wears seatbelts. As soon as you do that, he knows you're not from Egypt. Same thing. If you want to live the heavenly life, you can't live like the people of the earth. There are certain things that you need today to crucify. And you need to say, if I want that resurrection life, I can't be wearing seatbelts in Egypt. I gotta be living like the people of heaven, like the angels, always in praise. The angels are always serving. God sends His angels to minister to us. That's the heavenly life, the service of the King. But we have to die.
St. John Chrysostom says, it's impossible to stand above in heaven and seek those things which are above with the members of sin in our life. Then he goes on further and he says, extinguish the heat that brings life to this sin in your life.
So there's this heat that is pouring energy into the old life. It's the old man just pouring heat into your engines, telling you, live old man, live old man. You got to extinguish the heat. You got to extinguish the fire. Cut off all the sources of sin. You died. How can you tell if you've truly died with Christ? When somebody says something about you, insults you, how do you respond? We get back. One of the fathers of the desert told Saint Macarius, don't let the praises of men or the insults of men get to you. He said, I want you to go to the graves. And I want you to praise them like they're the best people that ever lived on the face of the earth. He went and did it. Came back to his father. He said, what happened? He said, nothing. He said, go back and curse the day they were born. I want you to curse everything about them. He went. He did it. He came back. He says, what happened? He said, nothing. He says, they're dead. How do you respond? How do you respond to the way people treat you, the way people talk about you? We are the worst culture when it comes to holding grudges. We love to hold grudges from when we are 5 to the day we die. Sorry. Fulana said this about me, and I can never forgive her. But she complimented you. She was trying to ur alay. That's our mentality. That's our mentality. It's old man, bad intentions, bad heart. Christ is asking for new life. He's saying, if then you are raised with Christ, if then, if I can see Christ risen in you, I'll see fruits. Forgiveness. Christ describes forgiveness as the unforgivable sin. He says, if then you do not forgive your brother, neither will my Father in heaven forgive you. It's the unforgivable sin. We hold grudges and we do this and we do that because I haven't died. I haven't died. I should be up with Christ in heaven. I should be there with Him. My spirit, my soul, my thoughts, my life should be up there with Him. But maybe it's not. I was reading earlier Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. We refer to them as the fruits of the Spirit. But the actual translation is, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, self-control. So I began to think, what is this fruit that is love, joy, peace? Why isn't it fruits? The fruit is Christ living through me. When I need purity, I'll have purity because it's Christ living. When I need patience, I'll have patience because Christ is living. I pray that today we can die with Him. I pray that today we can say, You are Lord. Like St. Paul said, Lord, what do You want me to do? Not what do I want to do. St. Paul told him, I want you to go to the Gentiles. St. Paul's thinking, but I'm the best Jew ever. Saying, no, go to the Gentiles. Right? Because I'm living through you. Doesn't matter what you do or what people say to you or how it works out. Doesn't matter because I'm living through you. Is Christ living through you? Next time somebody says, Christos Anisti, and you say, Elithos Anisti, let it be truly that you say, if then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is sitting. Where Christ is, at the right hand of God. He goes, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ. Now meditate a little bit on this. When Christ, who is our life, appears, because we're with Him, and our hearts, our minds, our lives are with Him, when Christ appears at the end of days, then you will also appear with Him in glory. In glory. So if Christ is truly living through you, the words you say, the thoughts that you... the music that you listen to, the things that you watch, the things that you discuss, the way that you look to your brother. This woman, I would imagine she had a lot of grudges. These people were talking about her like she was the worst person every day. Every day they were talking about. That same day, she went and she loved these people. No grudges. No me. I died. Christ is appearing, which is why this woman could appear in glory. Every year, every generation will talk about this woman until the end of the world. I pray that really look, evaluate your life. Is Christ living through you? If then you were raised with Christ, is your mindset on things above, not on things of the earth? In the Matins Gospel, Christ starts talking about, you were from the world, I am not of this world. He's talking to the Pharisees, saying, you guys, you're living like you're here on earth. Okay, but I'm heaven. My people should live heaven, like the angels of heaven, not the people of the earth. And glory be to God forever. Amen.